The following is an arrival lecture given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari, recorded on May 23rd, 2009, in Phoenix, Mauritius.
Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Parakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sahagana Raguna Tanvita Dam Sujiva Sudaita Savadutam Pudijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha So, we are most fortunate to have this human form of life. It is described in the Vishnu Purana, 8,400,000 species are there. Jalaja Navalakshani, Stavada Laksha Vingshati, Krimiya Rudra Sankhyaka Pakshinam Dushalakshanam, Chatur Lakshani, Tringsha Lakshani Pashavaha, Chatur Lakshani Manasha. So it is very, very rare situation to have this human body. We take it for granted. We don't realize how important it is, actually. That's why we throw it away on sense gratification. If we had really realized how important this life was, this human life, we would be completely surrendered to Krishna right now, 100% bhakti. But we're still dull-headed. We're still thinking, well, maybe there's something in this sense gratification. You see? Therefore, we have to hear from the great acharyas. We have to hear from the shastra. We have to hear from senior devotees, sadhus. Because they help us to become sober. They help us to realize the importance of this human life. This hearing process is so important thing. Submissive hearing. Not with a view to criticize. Sometimes people come to hear, but they want to hear just so they can criticize, you see. That sort of hearing will not be fruitful. One has to hear with a view to learn, with a view to understand. That hearing will be fruitful. The knowledge is here. It's pure knowledge coming from Krishna. Evam param pra praptam and ram rajarshayo vidu. The pure knowledge is coming from Krishna. We just have to open ourselves up to receive it completely, totally, fully. Take it deep into the heart, not in one ear and out the other ear. That's it. Through the ears, deep, deep, deep into the heart. The deeper you take this knowledge into your heart, the higher you go in Krishna consciousness. Isn't it? If you just take it a little bit in, you just go up a little bit. But if you take it deep, deep, you go way high in Krishna consciousness. You elevate your consciousness beyond those three gunas, sattva guna, raja guna, tamaga guna. You see? So, when we have the chance to hear from the bona fide spiritual master, we should take it very seriously and go deep, deep, deep into hearing the Shabda Brahma. When Prabhupada was here physically, of course he is still here, but when he was physically present and he was giving the classes, the devotees would deeply, deeply absorb themselves in Prabhupada's speaking. Because that Shabda Brahma coming from the bona fide spiritual master has the power to liberate us, you see, to enlighten us, to enliven us. Mach chitta madgita prana bodhyantak parasparam katayantashtamam nyacham tasyanticha ramanticha. You see, that Shabda Brahma has the great power to enlighten us and enliven us. So who needs sense gratification? How much sense gratification did Pariksha Maharaj have during his last 7 days? Did he eat anything? No. Did he sleep? No. Did he drink any water? No. Complete fasting, nirjal. But he was completely enlivened hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam from Sukadeva Goswami. That's how powerful this knowledge is. It completely satisfies all desires. Every desire can be satisfied just by hearing this knowledge. Every desire. This sound vibration is like airplane. It's like an airplane. Today we just landed on British Airways. This is Krishna Airways, you see. If you absorb yourself in this Shabda Brahma, then you will take off on Krishna Airways and you will go to Goloka Dham. You don't have to wait for death, actually. You can fully enter into that spiritual world even right now. There's nothing holding us back except with six enemies. Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Madha, Matsarya. That's the only thing holding us back from entering into transcendental pastimes of Krishna. Only thing holding us back. Do you know you have a television in your heart? Mystic television. And Krishna's pastimes are being displayed right now for those who have the eyes to see. It's described in the Bhagavatam Purport. Premanjana charita bhakti valochane na santaksadaiva hridayeshu valokayanti yam shama shundarma chintya gana svarupam govinda madipurusham tamaham bhajami. We simply have to anoint our eyes with that sabhavlova of God, that's all, that premanjana. So, where do we get that ointment? Is there a drugstore here where you can buy premanjana, the ointment? Yes, this is it, the drugstore. Actually, previously, in his household days, Prabhupada was a pharmaceutical businessman. He did not give up pharmaceutical business, actually. When he became sannyasi, he simply rejected all the other medicines and dispensed one medicine only, and that was Prem Anjana. ISKCON is actually a pharmacy. Prem Anjana pharmacy, you see. We are dispensing one medicine and one medicine only, Prem Anjana. That Sanskrit word Anjana, it has come into English also, unguent. It means ointment. So the Sanskrit derivation is there. So, the Prem Anjana, how do you get that Prem Anjana? By submissive hearing, you see. That Prem Anjana comes through the ears, it goes into the heart, and then it comes, and then it purifies the vision. That's the key. Normally you just take the ointment and put it straight in your eyes, you see. But this ointment, eye ointment, goes through the ears. That's how you apply it. Through the hearing, you see. Take it deep into the deeper you take it into your heart, the more your vision becomes purified. To the point where you can actually see Krishna's pastimes going on within your heart. That's the perfection. So anyway, we're very happy to be here with you all devotees. It's very inspiring for us to see how you're opening your hearts so kindly to us. Some wandering vagabonds, but you're so kindly opening your hearts to it. We appreciate it very much, and we pray for Prabhupada's mercy that we can serve you very nicely while we are here these few days. Does anyone have any questions? All right. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.